From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bethany Bump reports for the Times Union that while a new statewide ban on flavored e-cigarette products is being held up in court, Albany County legislators will vote on the issue on November 12th. Legislation that would ban the sale of flavored tobacco and e-cigarette products throughout much of the county at 7:30 p.m. November 12th at the Albany County Courthouse, Legislative Chamber's second floor, after a public hearing at 6:30 p.m. Yonkers recently became the first New York City with such a ban, and Albany would become the first county if the measure passes. Albany County Legislator Paul Miller, who sponsored the bill, said, and I quote, "We have seen an explosion in youth vaping and the use of these products in recent years, to the point that our high schools are having to put monitors in bathrooms to stop it during school. Our youth are addicted to this stuff," end quote. Opponents of the ban say it will reduce businesses and that adult smokers use e-cigarettes as a form of harm reduction, trading off from smoking traditional cigarettes. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that the Village of Chatham Board voted to adopt zoning changes November 4th. Mayor John Howe and trustees Lenore Packett and Melanie Spock voted in favor of Local Law No. 2 of 2019, while trustee Pete Minahan voted against and trustee Jamie Boehm did not attend the meeting. The law creates a new zoning map for the village, new and updated definitions in the code, and a new use table. There were three public hearings about the new zoning, and the law was reviewed by the County Planning Board and the Village's Planning Board and the Zoning Board of Appeals. The new law does not include language about short-term rentals. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Emil Munson reports in the Times Union that ahead of Veterans Day this year, local congressional representatives were all a-Twitter about the work they are doing for those who served in the military. Representatives Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, and Elise Stefanik, a Republican from Schuylerville, announced November 7th a bill for more federal funding for New York veterans cemeteries. In Stefanik's Northern 21st District, 8.9% of the population, 18 years and older, are veterans, and in Delgado's 19th Congressional District, 7.4% of the population, 18 and older, are veterans. Delgado explained he is teaming with a Republican to try to fix something specific. Delgado said, and I quote, "I was shocked to learn that a technical error in our laws prevents Ulster County and other counties in New York and across the country from accessing much-needed federal funding for its veteran cemeteries. This prohibition severely cripples counties in states like New York that do not have state-operated veteran cemeteries, which is why I worked with my colleagues across the aisle and introduced a bill that fixes this problem and ensures local veteran cemeteries are properly funded," end quote. Stefanik is also crowing about another bipartisan bill passed in the U.S. House last week that she sponsored with Representative Charlie Crist to create a grant program to develop and maintain special courts for rehabilitating veterans who commit nonviolent crimes. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Post Star reports that New Yorkers should be watching out for the latest invasive species about to enter the state. Spotted lanternfly egg masses. The spotted lanternfly has not yet been found in New York, but has been seen in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. The insect lives in China, India, and Vietnam, but is in the U.S. decimating grapes and hops. In the fall, they lay eggs in vehicles, firewood, outdoor furniture, and campers, and officials from the State Department of Environmental Conservation and Agriculture are urging the public to report any egg masses that are an inch long and often smooth and brownish-gray with a shiny, waxy coating. Read more about this story in the Post Star. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.